弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
欢迎大家早上来到主的殿中，我们一起来敬拜神。
Welcome everyone to the temple to worship our Lord.
那么今天已经是进入了这个庆祝圣诞节的季节了。
We're entering the season of celebrating Christmas.
我们今天已经唱了一些圣诞节的歌曲。
And we've sung some Christmas songs.
这是一个欢喜快乐的时候。
Such a joyous moment.
也是家庭团聚的时刻。
It's also a time of family reunion.
所以愿神祝福每一个家庭。
May Lord bless every family here.
在我们开始今天信息之前，我们先做一个简短的祷告。
Let's pray before we started.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐给我们这美好的福气。
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for the grace that you have given us.
直到你将你的爱子耶稣基督赐给我们，
And you have given us your only begotten Son,
使我们人生有着美好的盼望，
And give us eternal hope.
我们恭敬将这个庆祝圣诞节的假期都交托在你的恩手当中。
We put our celebration of Christmas in your hands.
求主你保守我们的心，
May you guard our hearts.
也求主你眷顾我们今天的敬拜。
And may you also watch our today's worship.
让我们所传讲的都合乎你的心意。
May whatever was said in the stage.
也愿主你在我们生命中的美好计划得以完整的实现。
And may the beautiful plan you have for us is fulfilled in our life.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of your Son Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
大概两年多前，刘富里院长有曾经到我们教会哈、啊、做这个培灵会。
About 2 years ago, Felix Liu came to our church to speak to us.
那我有机会跟刘院长坐下来一起聊天。
I had a chance to sit down and talk to him.
因为也是好几年没有见面。
It's been several years since I saw him last.
问了他的近况，然后刘院长跟我说：“陈牧师，请你为我祷告。”
I asked how he was doing, and he said, "Please pray for me."
我说：“有什么事情可以为你祷告的呢？”
I was asking, "What could I pray for you?"
他说：“我想要善始善终。”
He said, "I want to start well and finish well."
所以我听到这个，我就知道哇。能够意识到这个点的，这是一个非常了不起的事情。
When I heard that, just realizing that point is how remarkable.
因为太多的人是在他功成名就之后，他就开始跌入深渊。
Many people who's achieved great things in their early lives fall into deep despair.
而不能达到一个完美的终结。
And they could not reach a perfect ending.
这不是个别的现象。
And this is not isolated incidences.
那么圣经中这样的失败的例子是比比皆是。
And there are many failure stories in the Bible.
而在现代呢，这个似乎仿佛成为一种潮流。
However, in nowadays, it seems to be a trend.
那基督徒开始的时候有美好的见证和有力的服事。
Christians had many beautiful testimonies and great serves in the church in the beginning.
但是在人生的末期的时候，常常搞得一团糟。
But towards the end of their lives, they fall into a mess.
今天我们来看这个以撒故事系列的最后一讲。
Today we'll finish the last chapter about Isaac's life.
我们来看看以撒人生的结局。
And let's see what his ending is like.
以撒的前半生可以说是信心可嘉。
And we can see his early life is recommendable.
那么神的给他的祝福也是满满的。
It's full of God's blessings.
那么他的后半生到底有没有做到善始善终呢？
But did he end well in his life?
我们希望今天我们从以撒晚年的经历，我们可以有一些属灵的体会。
The hope is to glean the true meaning of ending well from Isaac's story.
我们仔细研读圣经的话，发现圣经这个大部分的人物啊，都做不到善始善终。
If we do a close examination of the Bible, biblical characters, we can tell not most of them can finish well.
大家知道圣经中一共记载了有多少人物？
Do you know how many characters are in the Bible?
我曾经问过主日学的哈。
I've asked those who are in the Sunday Bibles.
没有一个人答得对的。
Not one can answer.
最高的那个数比实际的数还差了很多哈。
The highest number guessed was much lower than the actual number.
圣经里一共，哎，你们要不要猜猜
？Do you guys want to take a guess?
我看看你们猜猜，不是中文主日学的。Anna。Include all.
100,000.
Ah,
you have said 3,000.
好学生还记得哈。
杨红是 a good student.
这是三千哈，有三千个人。
3,000 characters.
但是很多有的人就像有名字的，没有名字。
And some are named, some are unnamed.
真正是完整的记载一个人生的不多，实际上只有五十几个人物。
There are about 50 that we can see a complete account of their lives.
那这些人我们可以来判断他到底有没有做到善始善终呢？
And then we can look at this 50 to see if they finish well.
那么你们猜猜大概有多少人做到善始善终，在这五十几个人当中
？Guess how many out of 50 finish well in the Bible?
只有三分之一。
Only a third of them.
三分之一。说这个数字啊，真是蛮触目惊心的哈。
And the number is pretty alarming.
所以在今天的讨论中，我们首先来看看谁需要善始善终。
We want to talk about three questions, but first we want to see who needs to finish well.
然后我们再来看一下这个善始善终到底意味着什么。
Then we'll see what does that mean to finish well.
最后说我们怎么样做才可以做到善始善终。
And lastly, how do we do to make sure we can finish well?
讲到善始善终，有很多人很多疑问哈。
When we talk about this topic, there are many questions arise.
第一个疑问
，The first question.
可能有些人会说陈牧师。
Or some people will say, Pastor Chen.
我这人生才刚刚开始啊。
I just started my life.
你怎么就跟我谈要终结了呢
？Why are you talking about ending?
所以这个善始善终嘛，只是对这些老人家可能是有意义，对我还很年轻，好像没有。
Finishing well only means something for the elderly, not for me, so young.
这些年轻人可能觉得这个善始善终跟他没有什么太大关系哈。
Young people didn't think ending well has anything to do with them.
但是你要知道，挫败是可以发生在人的生命中的任何一个阶段。
But you know, setback can happen at any stage of your life.
首先，我们没有一个人确切的知道我们的生命什么时候终结。
First off, nobody knows when our life ends on this earth.
Could be young, could be old.
可以是老，也可以是年轻的时候。
所以第二个呢，有的人在人生的初期啊，就已经遭遇了滑铁卢啊。
And there are some people when they were really young, they encounter difficulties.
所以从此就一蹶不振。
And they just fall into despair.
所以这个跟年纪确实没有太大关系的。
So it really has nothing to do with our age.
而且最重要的一点呢，就是这个善始善终呢，是跟那些个有预备的人才能做得到的。
Finish well only applies to those who are prepared.
如果一个人没有预备的话，我可以向你保证，他肯定做不到三十三周。
If you're not prepared, you wouldn't be able to start well and finish well.
因为许多人呢，在开始都有美好的见证。
Many people had beautiful testimonies when they were young.
但是到了晚年的时候，他却很难有一个完美的结局。
But when they get older, somehow they couldn't finish well.
过去的成功会成为我们的包袱啊。
And the previous success would become our burdens.
许多人会倾向于放慢脚步。
And many people decided to slow down.
并且更加的保守。
And become very conservative.
这可能会经常发生在人进入中老年的时期。
It probably happens when you get to middle to old age.
但不是说年轻人你就可以啊免疫这个问题。
But really, it also happens to the young people.
你知道这个美国的话，你要这个在年轻的时候就要预备你退休的这个事情，对不对
？You know, in America, when you're young, you prepare for your retirement.
哎，我女儿在还在大学里面读书呢，哈，她是做了一个。 实习生哈。
My daughter did her internship in her college.
实习生的话，哎，居然她有退休的钱呢。
And she even got retirement.
直接就从你的账单给扣掉了。
Allocation from her salary.
从你的工资里面扣掉了。
Yeah.
我看了一下。啊，没干了几天，她居然有50块钱在账上呢。
And when I look at her statement, she has $50 in her retirement account.
所以很多人就是你一旦工作了，甭管你多年轻，你都要什么？要存你的退休的钱。
Once you start, no matter how young you are, you start saving for retirement.
你不可能等到你要退休的时候说啊，我明天要退休了，我星期天要开始存钱。
You can't really do that if you say I'm retiring tomorrow. I'm starting saving today.
所以善始善终也是一样。
And that applies to finish well.
你不可能等到最后的时候，我想起来我要善始善，你要从你年轻的时候就要预备。
You can say, now I want to finish well if you haven't prepared when you were young.
那么有些人可能会说呢，我又不是教会的领袖。
Some people may say, I'm not church leader.
好像这个善始善终跟我没有什么关系。
Finish well has nothing to do with me.
其实善始善终是对每一个基督徒说的。
In fact, finishing well is a thing that every Christian should pursue.
因为这个是上帝对于我们每一个基督徒的生命都有一个美好的计划。
Because God has a beautiful plan for every one of us.
我们就期望说这个计划可以实现。
And we pray the plan will be fulfilled.
而且可以完美的终结。
And fulfilled to a perfect ending.
你知道，未能善始善终的话。
If we cannot finish well,
是我们向周围的人所做的一生的最糟糕的见证。
That would be the worst testimony we could do for those around us.
当然，这个对于领袖来说尤其的重要。
Obviously, it's more crucial for leaders.
怎么样去评价一个人的一生呢？
How should we evaluate someone's achievement?
很难说你在他人生只做走了一半的路，你会评价他的人生哈。
We seldomly value somebody when they are in the middle of their life.
你肯定会他的一生结束了之后去评价他。
And we probably do that at the end of their life.
知道以前美国有一个总统叫里根的哈。
You guys remember our President Reagan?
那么他做总统的第一开始初期，哇，很多的措施是非常不受欢迎的。
In the first part of his presidency, he's done many.Things that was not very popular.
但是当他离开了这个总统的位置，很多年人就在去评价他。80年代他所做的一系列的政策的话。
After he left the presidency, people looking back in what he's done in the 80s.
那么大家才会看得更清楚。
Everybody see it clearly now.
那么他的对这个国家、对这个世界所做出的贡献跟影响，那个是啊。非常的巨大。
His impact to the country and to the world was great.
所以上帝很看重我们的善始善终。
And God places a great focus on our ending well.
所以我们不应该呢轻率的来对待这个问题。
So we should not look at that very casually.
好，下面我们就来看看以撒的终结是怎样。
And let's look at Isaac's ending.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开创世纪第27章。1-4节。
If you have the Bible, please open up to Genesis chapter 27, verses 1-4.
我们来读创世纪27章1-4节。我们今天总共要读3段经文。
We have 3 passages today.
创世纪第27章，以撒年老，眼睛昏花，不能看见，就叫了他大儿子以扫来说：“我儿。”以扫说：“我在这里。”
Chapter 27, now, verses 27. Now it came to pass when Isaac was old and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, My son, and he answered him, Here I am.
他说，我如今老了，不知道哪一天死。现在拿你的器械，就是箭囊和弓，往田野里去为我打猎，照我所爱的做成美味。拿来给我吃，使我在未死之先给你祝福。
Then he said, Behold now, I am old, I do not know the day of my death. Now therefore, please take your weapons, your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the field, and hunt game for me, and make the savory food, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die.
我们再来看第二段，在创世纪的第二十八章一到四节。
Genesis 28.
以撒叫了雅各来，给他祝福，并嘱咐他说：“你不要娶迦南的女子为妻。”
Then Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said to him, "You should not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan."
你起身往巴旦亚兰去，到你外祖比土利家中，在你母舅拉班的女儿中娶一女为妻。
Arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, and take yourself a wife from there, out of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother.
愿全能的神赐福给你，给你使你生养众多，成为多族。
May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you.
将应许亚伯拉罕的福赐给你和你的后裔，使你承受你所寄居的地为业。就是神赐给亚伯拉罕的地。
And give you the blessing of Abraham to you and to your descendants with you, that you may inherit the land in which you are a stranger, which God gave to Abraham.
我们第三段经文是在创世纪的35章28到29节。
The third one is chapter 35, verse 28 to 29.
以撒共活了180岁。
Now the days of Isaac were 180 years.
以撒年纪老迈，日子满足，气绝而死，归到他列祖那里。他两个儿子以扫、雅各把他埋葬了。
So Isaac breathed his last and died, and was gathered to his people, being old and full of days, and his sons Esau and Jacob buried him.
这就是以撒故事的终结。
And that's the ending of the Isaac story.
以撒是创世纪记载了四位族长的其中的一位。
Isaac is one of the patriarchs in the mentioned in the Genesis.
也是唯一的一位没有一个完美结局的族长。
And the only one who didn't end really well.
这个很令人惋惜哈。
This is truly regretful.
以撒本来有一个非常美好的开始哈。
Isaac had a very promising start.
在摩利亚山上，那么亚伯拉罕献以撒的故事，那个是他信心的啊一个巅峰哈。
On the Mount Moriah, when he went with his dad to be sacrificed, that's the highlights of his faithfulness.
他和他的父亲亚伯拉罕一起见证了上帝的信实哈。
And he witnessed God's faithfulness.
但是到老年的时候，我们发现他完全被自己的欲望所主导。
But as he aged, he was taken over by his desires.
他没有按照神的心意去传承信仰。
He failed to pass on the faith according to God's will.
险些酿成了大祸。
Almost causing significant problems.
以撒呢，大概有三个失误。
There are three mistakes he made.
我们看这第一个失误。
Let's look at the first one.
我们上一次讲到说，他的儿子以扫娶了迦南当地的两个女子为妻。
Last time we talked about his son Esau married two Canaanite women.
我们知道这个是在亚伯拉罕家里面啊，这是一个非常严重的事情。
This is a very serious issue.
因为你娶了外邦的女子为妻，就把当地人的信仰带进家庭里了。
When you marry those who are far away, you bring their faith into your home.
没有办法，现在以扫就没有办法，他也失去了继承上帝应许的这个资格。
And by doing that, Esau forfeit God's promise to him.
大家可能不觉得为什么以扫娶妻是他爸爸的错哈。
Some people didn't think that's his dad's problem.
现在的话，谁们家的孩子找要娶谁的话，这父母没有太多的发言权。
Nowadays, you know, the daughter or son wants to marry someone, it's not really their parents' responsibility.
如果你的声音太大的话，说不定你连这个儿子跟女儿都没有了哈。
If you're too opinionated, you may lose your son or your daughter.
但是那个时代确实不是这样子的。
But in that time, it's totally different.
那个时代的风俗一般是父母要负责来给孩子安排这个配偶的。
At that time, it's customary for the parents to arrange marriages for their children.
我们看到亚伯拉罕就是这样给以扫来安排娶什么样的妻子。
And we saw how Abraham arranged Isaac's marriage.
我们就知道以撒本身在这个世上是第一个失误。
We know that's Isaac's first mistake by not arranging Esau's marriage for him.
那么其次呢？以撒作为父亲，他明明知道以扫的这个属灵的光景。
Secondly, as a father, he knows where Esau is at spiritually.
比如说，他轻看长子的名分。
For example, he didn't take very seriously about his firstborn rights.
那么他娶了妻子来，这个两个妻子把他们夫妻俩搞得是焦头烂额。
And he married two wives that really made his parents in trouble.
那么刚才我们读的这段经文，他依然要给以扫祝福。
And then we saw in the Bible that he still wants to bless Esau.
这不仅是因为以扫是长子。
Not only because he was the firstborn.
就像二十七节第四节讲的，他喜欢他的什么美味。
Because he likes what he cooks, he makes really good food.
这是他的第二个失误。
And that's his second mistake.
其实以撒的作为挺令人困惑的。
Actually, Isaac's action was pretty perplexing.
他为什么要给他的儿子祝福呢？他说他快要死了。
Why did he want to bless his son? Because he said he was going to die.
实际上这个时候以撒的年纪大概是110岁。
But we know at that time he was only about 110.
那么离他去世的时候180岁还至少有70年呢。
There are 70 years till he actually died.
所以我们知道说他这个明显的缺乏一个什么属灵的洞察力。
And he's really missing that spiritual discernment.
一个跟神非常亲近的人，他不会不知道自己要离开的日子。
Someone who is close to God wouldn't know when they will be leaving this world.
那么另外的话，你要是临终的祝福的话，你应该把所有的儿子都叫在跟前来的。
And secondly, if it's blessing before you die, you will gather all your children to give them blessings.
那么他只叫了他所喜欢的长子来哈。
But he only called the one he loved, his elder son.
明显他有私心，对不对？
And he's really biased.
而且这违背了神的启示，神说将来这个福气是给谁的？是给雅各的嘛。
And this is really against God's revelation, because God have already said Jacob will be the one blessed.
就是在他们出生之前就已经上帝亲自给他们启示。
And this is God's revelation before they were born.
所以以撒的这个行事造成了严重的后果。
And Isaac's action actually led to very serious consequences.
第一个，夫妻不和。
And it created discord between husband and wife.
兄弟二人反目为仇。
And the two brothers became enemies.
一家四口是离心离德。
And the whole family is torn apart.
而且呢，利百加跟以扫之间的这个积怨加深呢，都没有办法释怀哈。
And the discord between Rebecca and Esau just deepened.
所以我们看到最更糟糕的是，他的小儿子雅各就因为这个事情不得不离家出走。
Even worse, the younger son Jacob had to flee from the home.
那么到后来的话，利百加就再也没有见到过他的这个所心爱的儿子。
And Rebecca never got to see her beloved younger son before she died.
因为圣经记载，当后来雅各回到他的家乡的时候，利百加已经去世了。
And Bible recorded that when Jacob came back to his hometown, his mother has died.
不过圣经告诉我们，尽管如此呢，在利百加的操纵之下，最后以撒还是做了正确的事情。
However, according to the Bible, eventually Isaac did the right thing.
就是我们刚才读的28章的1到4节哈。
And that's what we read in chapter 28, verses 1 to 4.
以撒叫了雅各来为他祝福。
Isaac called Jacob and blessed him.
为他安排婚事。
and arrange marriage for him.
你不能在这个地方娶迦南的女子。
And you cannot marry a Canaanite woman.
你要从本族里面娶一位女子来。
And go to marry a daughter from your mother's brother's side.
但是我们看到呢，在以撒的人生中呢，他将近40%他的人生的时间，圣经没有记载他任何事迹。
But we see in the last part of 40% of his life.The Bible didn't record anything that he did.
这就是为什么圣经记载这四位族长啊，这个以撒的记载的量是最少的。
That's why Isaac has the least things described in the Bible among the four patriarchs.
所以原因就在于此。
And this is the reason.
由此可见的，你看上帝啊，是非常看重我们怎么样？善始善终。
And we can see how much God values starting well and finishing well.
现代人要想善始善终，我们要克服很多事情给我们的引诱。
We have to overcome so many challenges nowadays to be able to finish well.
现在的流行病很多哈。
There are so many popular problems.
有一种病叫眼高手低的哈。
One is you have lofty aspirations but didn't want to do anything.
简单的我们不愿意做。
Sometimes we were unwilling to do simple tasks.
那么难做的我们又做不来。
And we don't have the ability to handle complex issues.
这就会影响到我们真的是要服侍神的话，我们很难说。脚踏实地的做事。
This really affects the way how we serve our God.
所以不能脚踏实地的做事，是我们很多时候不能够善始善终的一个原因。
And this is why sometimes we cannot finish well.
人若顺从这个情欲的啊这种引诱的话
，If we follow our desires,
我们没有办法跟随圣灵的带领。
And we cannot follow the calling of the Holy Spirit.
所以要清心寡欲，我们才可以做到尽善尽美。
So only when we live in simplicity and be content with our lives, then we can finish well.
大家不知道认识不认识一个经常在电视上以前他做布道的一个布道家，他的名字叫 Jimmy Swagger。
I don't know if you have watched on TV many years ago when he did evangelism on TV. His name is Jim Swaggart.
那么他的这个在八十年代啊，他非常出名的。
In the 80s, he was very popular.
那么他的整个的做的事情啊，非常受欢迎哈。
And he was very welcomed.
不过后来就被人家发现了他嫖娼哈。
However, years later, he was found to be with a prostitute.
那么这个事情后来被公布出来了。
And was publicized.
公布出来之后，他就没有办法在电视上布道了。
And he couldn't continue to do his ministry on TV.
过一段时间，他又在电视上出现了。
And he appeared on TV again.
出现的时候啊，他就痛哭流涕，在那里悔改。
He cried and confessed his sin.
所以他的那个照片呢，那痛哭流涕那照片。几乎就成为了一个标准的样本了。
His crying picture has become a standard.
如果去 Google 他的名字，你会发现他照片了。
If you Google his name, that picture will show up.
所以啊，他就完了之后，他就继续啊，继续布道啊。
And he continued his ministry.
但是没有过多久，到了九十年代。又被抓到了，他去嫖娼。
In the 90s, he was caught again with another prostitute.
所以没有办法，他最后才从他的位置上下来。
And he retired from his position.
但是造成的影响是非常的坏。
And created a really bad influence.
所以像这样的事情啊，是常有发生的。
And so it happens in our lives.
所以人不能善始善终，就是因为被其他的事情所引诱。
We often fail to finish well is because we are enticed by other things.
就偏离了上帝给我们所制定的人生的规划。
And we walked away from the path that God has provided for us.
所以呢，人不应当追求那些本来不是属于自己的东西哈。
Therefore, we should not pursue the things that do not belong to us.
而应当看到说上帝给我们预备的那些美好。
And we value the good things that God has prepared.
我们如果反其道而行之的话呢
？If we do the opposite,
我们既抓不住那个不属于我们的东西，
We couldn't grasp what was not ours.
而且那些本来属于我们的东西我们也会丢掉。
And we may lose those who belong to us.
为什么会这样啊？
Why is that?
就是因为我们被情欲牵着鼻子走。
It's because our desire led us astray.
我们在跟随主的道路上，如果不是为了主耶稣自己的话，我们早晚都会出问题。
Anything pursued on the path that's not Jesus Christ will lead to problems.
那么到底善始善终意味着什么呢？
So what does start well and finish well mean?
善始善终不是说简简单单我们只是啊把事情做好做完了就可以。
It's just not about completing things or completing well.
而是我们要把它做到极致。
It's about striving to do the very best of our abilities.
神要我们做的事情，我们尽最大的努力将它做到极致。
Whatever God's will is, we strive to do the very best.
就像今年我们为素姐妹举办的葬礼一样。
For example, earlier this year, we held a funeral for Sister Sue.
素姐妹在美国是无亲无挂的。
She has no relatives in America.
我们其实这样的话草草做事也没有人会跟我们来讲什么的、啊、
We could have done it very simply and nobody would have said anything.
我们做就把它做到最好。
But when we did our best.
因为这个是不是为仅仅是为素姐妹做的，也是为主做的。
It's not only for Sister Sue but also for our God.
所以我们坚持走上帝让我们走的路、啊
So we walk on the path that God had led us.
那么实现他为我们预备的人生目标。
And to fulfill the goals of our lives.
一旦认定了神给我们的带领。
Once we understand what God's will is.
我们就坚持地走下去，而不会来左右的摇摆。
We need to stick to it and not to sway away from that.
左右摇摆的结果就使我们偏离了正路。
The danger of wavering will lead us to, of course.
那么上帝要求我们每个人能够完美地完成这场人生的竞技。
God demands that everyone completes the race in this life perfectly.
而且在这个人生的道路上，他也不断地祝福我们。
And in doing so, he blesses continuously.
所以在上帝带领我们离开这个世界之前，
Before God takes away from this earth,
他的计划就没有完成。
His plan is not done.
所以我们就要继续不断的努力。
So we must strive.
那么出于这个原因，说我们必须付出努力才能够做到尽、善始善终。
Therefore we strive to do our best and finish well.
你知道圣经里记载约瑟、啊、
For example, in the Bible we talked about Joseph.
那就是雅各的儿子、啊、
Jacob's
约瑟、啊
son.
那么约瑟的话是到人生的后面他才明白，哦，原来上帝让我遭遇了这么这些事情是为了这个目的。
Jacob only understood Joseph only understood his God's purpose in his life only in his later years.
耶稣在十字架上讲的最后一句话是什么？
What was the last word Jesus said on the cross?
成了。
It's finished.
对，只有在你生命最后一刻的时候，你才可以说结束了。
Only in the very last moment of your life you could say it's done.
愿我们每个人都可以这样说成了，是因为是神的旨意在我们的一生中完美的实现。
May everyone fulfill that God's will in our lives and be able to do the beautiful things.
所以当完成那已经开始的美善的工作、啊、
Finish what has begun in goodness.
上帝希望我们全心全意地跟从他。
God desires wholehearted devotion.
很多时候我们就刚开始的时候我们真的很认真的、啊、
Sometimes we're really serious when we start something.
比如说你第一次带领小组查经、啊、
First time leading a Bible study, for example.
第一次你去教主日学。
First time teaching in the Sunday school.
第一次你去带领小组。
First time leading a small group.
哎呀，你非常的认真去准备啊，还要祷告啊等等啊。
You're so serious, you prepare well, you prayed.
但是很多的时候我们做过几次之后发现轻车熟路了。
However, after a few times,
好像我们也没有像以前那么紧张去准备了。
And we're not as prepared as before.
好像祷告也没有那么迫切，那么 那么样的谦卑的去祈求了。
And we don't pray as humbly as we did before.
其实像很多时候不是我们不明白神的心意。
It's not really that we don't know what God's will is.
只是很快的我们就移情别恋了。
Sometimes we're just infatuated with other things.
所以这样就难以做到善始善终。
And that makes it hard to finish well.
那我在神学院读书的是第一堂课就是一个很著名的教授来给我们讲课。
The first lecture I had in the seminary was a very famous professor.
那么他在神学院已经教了五十多年了。
And he taught over 50 years.
他的名字就是 Dr. Hendricks.
And his name is Dr. Hendricks.
他就教我们怎么查考圣经。
And he was teaching us how to study the Bible.
是神学院里最基本的、最重要的也是每一个神学生进去都要学的最基本的这个课就是这样。
It's the most basic, but the most important things that every student learns.
他教了五十多年。
And he taught over 50 years.
你觉得他是不是应该教点更深的课程哈
？Don't you think he could teach something deeper?
那他后来教的课很好吗？很多人就来找他，哎 ，Dr. Hendricks， 我们去开一个神学院好不好？
And he taught so well, some people approach him and say, hey, should we start a new seminary?
时不常有会有人来邀请他，哎 ，Dr. Hendrick， 我请你到哪个神学院去当院长啊
？How about become a chancellor in this particular seminary?
那这个诱惑是很大的哈。
The temptation is big.
但是他很清楚，神召他来就是教这个。
But he knows God's will is for him to teach that basic lesson.
那么他就这样，他所有的都拒绝掉了。
And he refused all of those invitations.
五十几年的话，都是桃李满天下了哈。
Over 50 years, he had many, many students.
所以神在这个位置上使用他，啊
，God used him in this position.
非常的出色哈。
It's very outstanding.
哎，那么我们去上课，上他的课。五十分钟你都不觉得突然间哇铃响了要下课了你还在沉浸在当中。
When you go to his class, 50 minutes flies away because it's so great.
因为谁给他的恩赐给他的人生道路就是这个。
God's blessing is just in teaching that.
弟兄姐妹所以善始善终啊是很多基督徒的愿望。
Brothers and sisters, start well and finish well is many Christians' desire.
尤其是对基督徒的领袖来讲，这个尤为的重要。
Especially for the Christian leaders.
那我们今天讲到善始善终，不是简单的意味我们完成了而已。
And we know start well and finish well doesn't mean we just finish something.
而是说我们要将神托付我们的事情要做到极致。
But we strive our best to do the things that God has given us.
忠于神的呼召，直到生命的最后一刻。
And we live to the last moment to fulfill God's will.
这需要艰苦的努力。
And it takes a lot of effort.
也需要超长的毅力。
And extraordinary perseverance.
所以每个基督徒都需要预备自己。
And every Christian needs to prepare ourselves.
许多人没有做到善始善终，是因为从来没有认真的去对待这个问题。
Many people didn't achieve that. It's because they didn't take that seriously.
所以无论我们的年龄我们的地位是怎样我们都要去思想而且要不懈的去努力。
Regardless of our age or our status, we need to be thinking about that.
只有这样才能够做到清心寡欲尽善尽美。
And that way we can live with simple things and be content with what we have.
好那天来给我放下面我有一张照片哈。
天来 is going to display a picture.
这个照片是在1975年在波兰准备建的一个建筑。
It was taken in 1975 for a structure that was supposed to be built in Poland.
当时准备在当地建一个102米的一个高塔。
It was supposed to be 102 meters high tower.
那应当是当地最高的建筑
supposed to be the highest structure.
是当地的一个地标哈
and supposed to be the symbol of the locals.
可惜建到了一半到1979年就停工了哈
However, came to 1979, it stopped.
所以呢这个东西就矗立在那个地方哈
It stood there.
所以呢给它起了个名字叫骷髅塔哈
It was called Skeleton Tower.
所以呢非常的丑陋。
And it's ugly.
所以法国有一家杂志专门评论这个塔就是全世界最臭名昭著的一个没有完成的建筑。
And a magazine in France claimed that this is the ugliest building in the whole world.
如果这个矮一点小一点还不眨眼这么醒目的一个东西很丑。
If it's lower or smaller, it may not look as bad.
后来前几年的话波兰就开始有人就是要准备说这个还是要把它盖完哈。
A few years ago, the Poland people decided we need to finish it.
所以有投资人就重新来建筑，就是盖好的这个建筑。
Investors poured money into it. Now this is the new building.
他给它起名叫联合塔。
They call it the Unity Tower.
是不是很漂亮
？Isn't that pretty?
成为当地非常著名的一个地标了。
It's a very famous landmark in that city.
弟兄姐妹，我们的生命就是一样啊。
Brothers and sisters, our life is like that.
如果我们不能善始善终的话，就像那个骷髅塔一样。
If we cannot finish well, it's like that skeleton tower.
高高的矗立在那里。
It looks tall,
非常的难看。
But ugly.
只有当神在我们的生命中工作完成的时候，
Only when we fulfill God's will,
这个建筑才能真正的付出使用。
And the structure will be put to use.
才能够真正彰显出原来设计师所要他得到的荣耀。
And shows the glory of the original architect.
所以愿神祝福我们在座的每一位。
May Lord bless every one of us.
不论年轻的还是年长的。
Whether young or old.
我们都可以做到清心寡欲。
We can always try to strive to live in simplicity.
尽善尽美
and finish well.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you.
因为你是赐福的神。
Because you are the Lord of grace.
你给我们生命。
And you give us our lives.
你给我们恩赐。
And you give us blessings.
你更给我们使命。
And you give us will in this world.
让我们一生都定睛在耶稣基督的身上。
May we focus our eyes on you.
知道我们的生命是为什么而活
Know why we're here.
让我们的人生可以善始善终
May our lives be starting well and finishing well.
彰显主耶稣基督的荣耀
To show the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求
We pray in the name of your Son Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.